Blog Talk Radio. Shake up real flat. You gotta do your body the same way, see, right? salads, fish, green stuff. It'll keep your bowels open. Detoxing, but shake every day. Shake up that blood system. The life is in the blood. You must get you one of them, Air Steppers, all the six anointed camps got one. And, or a little trampoline, what they call that thing. You stand on top of that thing and just bounce up and down about 2 minutes and rest up and do 2 minutes again until you build up your stamina. What you're doing, you shaking up your blood because your blood clots is caused from thick blood. And it'll be down in the bottom of your feet and you feel a little tingling because your blood is too thick. So you got to shake that blood up. So an air stepper, you get on there and do about 5 minutes, rest up, do five more, and that'll put no strain on your body. You just start building your muscles, shaking your blood up. Remember, when you eating, whatever you ate yesterday must be out of your system before you eat the next meal. You don't blend in 2-3 things. You got one bowel movement every 3-4 days. That is causing your colon to have a strain. Your heart is straining. You got to open your system up. So whatever you eat, if that food is not out your system before you eat again, you got to say, hey, can't eat that right there no more because that stay in my system too long. I got to get that out of my system to put some new stuff in my system. So that's why I said we try to teach you how to eat, how to live, how to return your body from to the inside back to be between 27 and 35 years old from the inside. And that's by cleaning your colons out. And that's by having your blood system flowing up and down, up and down. And if you feel sluggish, that means your arteries is clogged up. You're supposed to always have pep in your step, not dragging. Otherwise, you can't perform. Life is in the blood. In the 17th chapter of the book of Leviticus, the life is in the blood. If you don't have your blood system right, you cannot function in nothing. You cannot function in nothing. You be tired all the time. I know said on that, the lead teacher's in place, and the close is closed by Brother T. Israel, so we'll leave it like that, and Yahweh beat you all. We at Temple One, and Yahweh bless you all. Come on.
According to the book of Job, chapter 8, we start our search? Job 8, verse 8. Where do we start our search? And we got to search diligently, right? Where do we get started at, Mama E?
American, Negro, and Black.
Yeah, right. Hell, who he is?
That's super cool.
That's what you hear.
But we forgot we got to go see what our Father.
That's right.
We got to search diligently for our Father. We got to ask your Father, right? And what?
Ask your Father, and he will show you the elders, and they will tell you.
What are they going to tell you? Yes, ma'am. Verse 8. What is your elders and your Father going to tell you?
When the Most High, Deuteronomy 32, verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
When the Most High
divided.
When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance.
Now he's saying that when the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, what did he do?
Their inheritance when he separated the son of Adam.
Now, right there, they're going to get you off track.
That's right.
Now they're gonna tell you the Most High said we supposed to love everybody, right?
Really?
But right there he said that the Most High separated. And let's see if let's see if we can find out when he separated some things. What did he separate? First in the book of First Kings. Well, the Israel of Leroy. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 53.
Bring it out.
Let's see who was separated.
Who was separated. Bring it out. 1
Kings chapter 8, verse 53. Mother Israel, see you right.
1 Kings chapter 8, verse 53. Mm-hmm. Make it plain.
Israel. Israel by name, right?
Yes.
That wasn't mean when we read them. He's talking about Israel. He's separated from the other nations, right?
Right.
That is whose portion?
Yahweh's.
That's Yahweh's portion. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Whom being firstborn.
So Israel is first, right?
Yes.
But to the book of Exodus. Mother Israel, Exodus 4:22. So he say Israel is firstborn. Ain't that right? I mean, don't let it come before one, do it. Not with zero. So if you want, that means ain't nobody else in line with you. You at the top of the heap, ain't that right? Go ahead and read on. Yes, ma'am.
And thou shalt say unto Pharaoh.
Now this is what you say to a big huncho down in Mizraim, right? This is what you say to Pharaoh, what?
Thus said the Yahweh of Israel.
Thus said the Yahweh of Israel, what?
My son, even my firstborn.
Israel is what?
My firstborn.
Israel is my son. My firstborn, is that right?
Right.
Is that what Yahweh said to Pharaoh? Sirach chapter 17, verse 17 and 18. Amen.
Sirach chapter 17, verse 17 and 18.
Mm-hmm.
For in the division of the nation.
When Yahweh divided the nations, go ahead.
Of the whole earth.
All 17 of them, right? What happened?
He set a ruler over every people.
So he put somebody over every people, right? He set a ruler over every people.
But Israel is the Yahweh's portion.
So when Yahweh wanted to cut him a piece of the pie, the name on the piece was Israel.
Right.
Israel is his portion. Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Being his firstborn.
So Israel is number uno, right?
Right.
Firstborn. Go ahead.
He nourished with
discipline. Mm-hmm.
He nourished with discipline.
Uh-huh.
And giving him the light of his love, do not forsake him.
He what? Do not forsake him.
Right.
So he gave him the light of his love.
Right.
Now we're going to break that down. I mean, that's an easy one. That's who's going to take care of him? What was the light of his love? Or should I say, who is the light of his love? Who is it like that he gave to Israel? Who is it like? I'm going to thank Jenna right quick.
All right. All
right, I'll give you another second, please. Hey, Jenna, where we at?
John 14.
Who's in light? He gave him the light of his love and what he said, right? So what is this light that he gave? Let's see if we follow up on that in St. John chapter 3. Yeah, I'm going to take y'all around the corner with this one a little bit. Y'all have made me wait, I'm going to make you wait. St. John chapter 3, we're going to deal with this a little bit differently. We ain't going to just jump to it. We're going to take you around the corner and come back. St. John. St. John. I better leave that alone. St. John chapter 3, buddy. And let's pick it up at verse number 17 through 21. Let's read 3, 17 through 21. Mother, eat Israel and see who are.
17 to 21. But Yahweh sent not his son.
Now, listen to the conversation now. He said Yahweh sent not his son, right? Go ahead.
Into the world.
Into the world, go ahead.
To condemn the world.
Now, what world? We use this word world, Mother. We just read in the book of Hebrews that he created worlds. More than one, right? So what world is this he talking about here?
The world of Israel.
The world of Israel. We got all kind of things that we can hit you with concerning the matter, right? We can precept that, okay? You say he sent his son into the world. To do what?
Condemn the world.
You say, well, Yahweh sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but what?
But that the world through him might be saved.
So the world. He's talking about Israel, right? 12 tribes of Israel. That the 12 tribes of Israel might be saved, right? Go ahead.
Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
He that believeth on him is not condemned.
Go ahead.
But he says that he is not, is condemned already.
He said, look here. If you believe it on him, right, you're not condemned.
Right.
But if you don't believe what this man put down on the table, right,
yeah,
he said you're already in bad shape.
All right.
Go ahead, read on. Because
he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh.
Verse 19. Verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19.
And this is the condemnation.
Now, this is condemnation of what?
That light is come into the world.
What came to Israel?
The light.
Light came to Israel, right?
Right.
That light was his dear son. They said, right.
Right.
That is right.
Go ahead, Rito.
Okay. That light is coming into the world.
Mm-hmm. And light came to Israel, right?
Right.
That's the world that light came to, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we can prove that simple, right? Mother V. We can prove that simply by going to Matthew 15:24, right, Mother Lee? We can prove that the light is Yahweh the Son, right? And the world he was sent to is Israel. Ain't that right?
Bring it up. Make a flame go, Yahweh.
Matthew 15:24.
Matthew chapter 15, verse 24.
Yes, ma'am.
But he answered and said,
what?
I am not sent.
This is Yahweh the Son, right?
Amen.
He says, look here, I am not sent. They put a big word right there, that three-letter word, Mother Z. What is that three-letter word?
The law.
But he answered and said, I am not sent.
What? What? I am not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the family of Israel.
So we understand who the light is and who the world is right here.
Make it plain.
Mother Israel, St. John 3, where we at? Verse 19 through 21. That is just some powerful information here.
That's right.
We said we got to go and search. By our fathers, right?
Our
fathers. This is our bloodline we're dealing with right here.
That's right.
And they call the Bible, right?
That's right.
It's our story to tell. St. John 3, verse 19 through 21. Mother Israel.
St. John chapter 3, verse 19 to 21.
Uh-huh.
Verse 19. And this is the condemnation.
Now, this is the condemnation. What?
That light has come unto the world.
Mm-hmm. Light has come. That's why the sun came to the 12 tribes of Israel, right?
That's right.
That's the light.
Right.
It came to the world. The world is Israel. Go ahead.
And man loves darkness rather than light.
He said, but them Israelites, they do what?
Love darkness.
They love darkness.
Don't go past 18 now. Act 26. Don't go past 18.
Okay, verse 18.
Hallelujah.
All right, brother. Check it out.
Yeah,
Acts chapter 26, verse 18. To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto Yahweh the Son, that they might receive forgiveness of sin and inherit among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me.
Even Yahweh, so you gotta do it the way I say do it, right? Your faith gotta be in me. You gotta do what I have instructed you to do. So we find out that this darkness is none other than Satan the devil, right?
That's right.
And we read in the vision of Paul, verse number 3, that the children of Israel, they are the children of Yahweh, right? But they're doing the works of the devil, ain't that right?
Yahweh.
St. John chapter 3, who was reading that? Mother E?
Yeah.
See, all that we got out of these little few verses we put on the table, we got read, almost 40 minutes on the table. We ain't got nowhere yet. St. John 3, verse 20 and 21. Mother Israel.
St. John chapter 3, verse 20.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that doeth evil.
Everyone that do evil.
Hates the life.
That do what?
Hates the life.
Now, you could build for them real easily, right? Open to the book, and all of a sudden, they can see us, they got nails in it. You can find them very easily. They love darkness. They love Satan more than they love Yahweh the Son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that does evil hates Yahweh the Son. Is that what he's saying? Let's make it plain, Malik. Let's call the servant like it is.
But everyone that does evil hate his delight,
Yahweh
the Son.
Well, everyone that loves Satan hate Yahweh the Son. Ain't that right?
Good. Neither come to
the light. Neither do they come to Yahweh the Son, right?
Right.
Good.
That is
thee
to be reproved.
Verse 21.
Mm-hmm. But he that doeth truly.
But he that doeth the truth. He that walking in truth, what about
him? But he that doeth the truth, coming to the Yahweh the Son.
Uh-huh.
That is, that his deeds may be made manifest.
Mm-hmm.
That they are wrought.
They
are
wrought.
They are wrought in Yahweh the Son.
So, they that speaking the truth, right? You want this thing to, you want to be what Yahweh called you to be, right? You come to the light, and you don't run from the light, ain't that right? But let's run back to that Psalms 83. Let's see how much of this mold we're going to get in here. Psalms 82, 3, who was reading that? Mother E?
Yeah.
Pick it back up at verse 3, 3 through 6. Psalms 83, 3 through 6.
Psalms
83,
verse 3.
Yes, ma'am.
They have taken crafty counsel against
the
peace.
He said they took crafty counsel against your people, go ahead. And?
And consulted against our hidden one.
Verse 4, what did they do?
Verse 4, they have said, come and let us cut them off.
Now they said, come, let's cut them off from being a nation, right? Now we just rock the communities, right? We don't have any idea that we are a nation. That's why we have to prepare ourselves for the search of our father. In other words, we got to learn our true history, ain't that right? Go ahead, read on. That's the name of what?
That's the name of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And you no more can remember.
And they did a fine job on that matter, right? You just ask anybody that you know.
I got something.
Yes.
Now, he says that we, because of often being a nation, right?
That's right.
What kind of nation were we, A, B, or B? Let's find out what kind of nation we were according to the Bible and the reason why they cut us off. Let's look at Deuteronomy 4 and look at 8 and skip up to verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8, and kick up to verse 7. Listen to this. Talking about the children of Israel.
Yes.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4, verse 8, and kick up to verse 7.
Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 8 and 7. Verse 8. And what nation is there so great that have statutes and judgments so righteous as all this color instruction?
Okay. What makes this nation so great according to verse 8? The Torah instruction. That was make us great.
Yeah.
And if we keep in the Torah instruction, then we will fit this right here. But you, if you don't have it, you can't be it. Verse 7.
Verse 7. For what nation is there so great who have Yahweh so nigh?
So when you keep in the Torah instruction, who you got closed by you?
You
hear the man saying, go ahead.
As Yahweh, our Yahweh, is in all things that we call upon him for.
You see that? Then you can call upon him if you're keeping the Torah instruction.
That's right.
See, now he hears you now because everything lines up with you doing to make yourself a great nation by keeping Torah instruction.
That's right.
Back to Brother Yahweh Israel.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Let's go back to that Psalm 83, Mother Eve. Pick it up at verse number 4 through 6.
Psalm 83, verse 4 through 6.
That's right.
Psalm 83, verse 4. Mm-hmm. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation.
They said, let's cut them off from being a nation. Now, this is key information here.
Right.
Come on.
That the name of Israel,
that the name of Israel,
may be no more in remembrance.
Now we've been reading all day that Yahweh say, remember some stuff, right?
Yeah.
Now the first thing we got to remember is the name of Israel, right? Well, the first thing we got to remember the name Yahweh.
Right.
That was the first thing we got to have on our belt.
Okay.
We got to come back to understanding that this name Israel, right? Israel.
Yeah.
It's very important, right?
Yeah.
That's why we don't call ourselves, I don't call myself Rufus Wood. I call myself Yahweh Israel. Is that right? We got to remember who we are.
Yeah.
Come on, Mother.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
They have consulted together the one consent.
Now, I mean, they go to war with each other, right? But they all gonna agree when it comes down to you. They gonna be on one accord when it comes down to Israel, ain't that right?
Right.
Go ahead.
They are confederate against
Israel. They confederate against who?
Israel.
Against Israel, right?
Right.
Everybody got their eyes on Israel. Keep them down. Keep them ignorant. Ain't that right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Verse 6.
Uh-huh.
The tabernacle of Edom, Esau.
The tabernacle of the family of Esau. Sitting on the top of the chart, right? The family of Esau, who is?
And
Ishmael.
And Ishmael.
Uh-huh.
And Moab.
Moab. Who
is
Moab?
The Moabite. Moab is not the Chinese.
Moab is a Chinese.
That's right.
and the Hagarees, right?
And the Hagarees.
All right. So he said they came up with a program. But Esau was the first one that came up with a program concerning you, is that right? Let's see if we can get into a little of this thing right now. Passover, feast of unleavened bread. Let's run to Deuteronomy, Mother Z. Deuteronomy chapter 9 right quick. Deuteronomy chapter 9, Mother Z, Israel. Let's look at verse number 1. 25 through 27 and verse 29. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy. Deuteronomy chapter 9. Verse number 1. 25 through 27 and verse 29. Mother Z, Israel, C. Roy.
Deuteronomy 9:27.
The book of Leviticus 26. Deuteronomy 9, verse 29, Mother of Israel, Zero. Deuteronomy 9, verse 29, Mother Lee.
Counselor of Pharaoh king of Egypt, from those the land of bondage, and all the elders of Egypt saluted for the land of bondage, similar, and came before the king and bowed down to the ground, and they sat before him.
Well, all his elders came before the king, right? Verse number two. Yes, ma'am.
And the council and the elders of Egypt, for the land of bondage, spoke unto the king, saying.
What did they say, Mother Lee?
Verse 3.
Uh-huh.
Behold, the people of the children of Israel.
Behold, the people of the family of Israel is what?
Is great and mighty.
They're greater and mightier than what?
Than we are.
Uh-huh.
And they know.
And you know it.
And you know it. All the evil which they did to us in the
road.
Well.
When we return
from Bala.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Uh-huh.
And they had
you had also seen what?
And you have also seen the strong power.
Their strong power. So this council went down amongst Pharaoh and his counselors, right? They talking to the king, right?
Right.
And they look at you know what your Israelites can do. Come on, Mother Z.
For this power is unto them from their father.
So we've been talking about our fathers. So we are researching our fathers, right? So look here. They didn't have this kind of power from their fathers, right?
Right.
But for what?
But for a true man stood up against a people
numerous
as the sand.
So this is your history. This is what other folks thought about you. Is that right?
Right.
Look here. But a few men stood up against a people numerous as the sand.
Right.
And did what?
And smote them at the edge of the sword.
Uh-huh. And of themselves,
not one had failed.
Now, do you hear what he's trying to tell what the council of Egypt is saying about your forefathers?
Yep.
They say they stood up amongst numerous people, but not one of them who was murdered, was killed, right?
None of them.
Not one of them. Is that what he's saying?
Right.
That this is our history, Israel. We have always been with our back bent over.
That's right.
Come on now.
Not one has fallen so that if they had been numerous.
Now if they had been numerous, what?
They would then have utterly destroyed them.
Now don't your history make you feel kind of something tingling in this life? This is your story, Israel. Let's have a fact.
Now therefore, give us counsel.
What?
What to do with them?
Now they say, look here. When we were reading about, they say they took classic counsel against you. They said, right?
Yeah.
But you don't think somebody did that before Esau? You down in Mizraim. They came up with great counsel against you. Ain't that right?
That's right.
Come on. All right. Now therefore give us counsel what to do with him. Come on, Mother Lee. Until we gradually
destroy them from among us.
Where are we on?
Lest they become too
numerous
for us in the land.
Verse 6.
For if the children family of Israel shall increase in the land, they will become an obstacle to us.
there's great strength.
Come to pass.
Go ahead.
That when they're fallen out of any war, they join also unto our enemy.
Go ahead.
And fight against us. And so get them up out of the land.
Now that's the same story we read in the book of Joshua, right?
Right.
Verse 11. Let's see what went down. Verse 11.
Verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore they did set over them taskmasters.
So they set over the taskmasters.
To afflict them.
Go ahead.
With their burdens.
Mm-hmm.
And they built for Pharaoh treasure cities.
And
Ramesses.
Number 12.
Verse 12. But the more they afflicted them,
what happened?
The more they multiplied and grew.
So Israel was sweat during the day and sweat at night, right? The more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew.
Yes.
This is our foundation here we read, right?
That's right.
And they were what?
And they were grieved because the children of Israel.
Verse 13.
Mm-hmm. And the Egyptians made the children of Israel to serve with rigor.
14.
And they made their lives bitter with hard bondage and mortar.
Mm-hmm.
And in brick.
Yes, ma'am.
And in all manner of service in the field.
So let's see if we can get the same storyline in the book of Jubilee. We got Jubilee over there. Let's look at Jubilee 46. Let's look at 1 through 5 of the Israel of Theroy. Let's see how Jubilee, the book of Jubilee, records this historical, this history. Book of Jubilee 46, 1 through 5, Mother E. Israel of Theroy. Let's see how Jubilee records the history. Book of Jubilee, chapter 46.
Hey, yo.
Verse number 1 through 5, Mother E. Israel of Theroy. How did Jubilee record the history? Book of Jubilee, chapter 46. Let's look at 1 through 5.
Book of Jubilee, chapter 46. Verse 1 through 5.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Jubilee chapter 46, verse 1.
Yes, ma'am.
And it comes to pass that after Jacob, Israel died, the children of Israel multiplied in the land of Egypt, the house of bondage.
Uh-huh.
And they became a great nation. And they were of one accord in mind. So that...
Hold on. Don't want to pass that, man. That's very important. Let's look at that line again, that month. Verse number 1.
Look at Jubilee, chapter 6.
Chapter 46.
Look at Jubilee, chapter 46, verse 1.
Uh-huh.
And it comes to pass.
And it came to pass what?
After Jacob, Israel died.
How old was Jacob when he died? How old was he at his death? How long did he live? How long did Jacob live? Our father Israel. How old was he when he died? Damn.
Now that was Abraham.
Abraham was 175. How old was Jacob when he died? He was. Let me give you when he came down to Egypt, he was 130. He lived in Egypt 17 years. How old was he?
147
is this. Joseph lived in Egypt 17 years. 130 years old. Read that, Mother E. Let's see if we can read that. Back to the book of Genesis. To say the obedient Let's see if we can pull out that storyline. Back to Genesis. Let's see when Jacob our forefather came down to Egypt. How old was he? Look at Genesis chapter 47. It's the alien female sea royal. Look at verse number 1, verse number 8 and 9. Genesis 47, verse 1, verse 8 and 9. This man, Genesis 47, verse 1, 8, and 9. But see how old Jacob was when he came from our father Israel. When he made the move to Egypt. The man of Genesis 47,
1, 8, and 9. Genesis chapter 47, verse 1, 8, and 9. Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, my father and my brethren and my flock
and their flock
and their flock and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan. And behold, they are in the land of Joseph.
And Pharaoh said,
Pharaoh said unto Israel, what?
How old are you?
And Pharaoh acted straight up.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you? Now Pharaoh had a reason for acting. Oh, Jacob was a good chick, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He just walked all the way from Canaan to Egypt.
You see that? Good chick.
So Pharaoh had to say, look at it, how old are you? Now, let's do a Jacob thing. We got to be able to dive into these historical events and pour the meat up out of them. Verse number 9.
Verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel said unto Pharaoh,
what do you say?
The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years.
So how old was Jacob, Israel, our father, when he came to Egypt? 130 years old, right? That's good. Back to Jasper, Jubilee 46. Let's think about verse number, back at verse number 1. Let's look at Jubilee 46, verse 1. Well, he is written. So Jacob, Israel, our father was 130 years old when he walked down to Egypt.
You see that? You see, that's why he asked about that corn, see? Get some of that corn down there. That's what he's telling y'all. That corn is going to keep you around.
Genesis 50, 22. I ain't got to ponder. I ain't got to use my brain power. All I got to do is remember Genesis 50, verse 22.
What did it say? What did it say?
What does the Israel say wrong? That's all I got to remember. Genesis 50, verse 22. How old was Joseph when he died?
Bring it. I need more, dear. You got to bring it out now.
Mm-hmm. Verse 22.
Yes, ma'am.
And Joseph dwelled in Egypt, the land of bondage.
Mm-hmm.
He and his father's house,
uh-huh.
And Joseph lived 110 years.
So Joseph lived to be 110 years old, right?
Right.
How old was Joseph when he came to Egypt? How old was Joseph when he made his move to Egypt? When he went down to Egypt, how old was he? Genesis 36. I said the book of Genesis, is it 36? 36. 37. Book of Genesis 37. Or the D.F. Israel C. Roy. Genesis 37. Let's look at verse number 1 and 2. How old was Joseph when he went down to Egypt? Genesis 37, 1 and 2.
Genesis 37, verses 1 and 2. And Israel dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger.
Wait.
In the land of Canaan.
Wait.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
These are the generations of Israel. Joseph being 17 years old.
So Joseph was how old when they sold him down to Egypt?
17.
He was 17. He died at 110 years old. Well, how many years was he in the land of Egypt? How many years was he in Egypt? He was 17. He died at 110 years old. He was 93 years old. 93 years he was in Egypt, I believe, if my math is not right, wrong. So Joseph was in Egypt 93 years, right? Somewhere there about 71 years. All right, 71 to do. 110 and 17. Let me do the math.
And 3 years in prison.
But he was servitude for 10 years. He was in prison for 3 years.
And 8 years he was under the king's realm.
Ruling.
Ruling. All the land of Egypt.
Verse number 4.
And he died, and all his brothers, and all their generation.
Mm-hmm.
And he commanded the children of Israel before he died.
What did he say?
That they should carry his bones with them when they went forth from the land of Egypt.
Joseph already knew that they were going to get up out of the land of Egypt, right?
Right.
Let's write to the book Exodus.
Call them last verses out. Call them last verse. You read that, mother. Y'all call them out.
The last verse was 3, 4, 5, and 6.
From the book of Jubilee, 46, 1 through 6.
Right.
Hallelujah. All right.
Let's go to the book of Exodus, mother. Exodus chapter 1.
Well, I didn't read it.
The book of Exodus, chapter 1, Moses re Israel. Let's begin at 15 to 22. Let's follow this storyline. Because this is our foundation, right? Mm-hmm. Said we went down to Egypt and there we became a great nation. It's our foundation, is that right? I mean, we got to be able to tell our story, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Exodus, chapter 1, verse 15. Moses re Israel, see you, Lord. Pick up at 15 to 22.
Chapter 1, verse 16
through 22. So what went down after all that? You know, they, Joseph and all his brethren were gone. They rose up a king that he was not chosen. They made their life hard with, hard bondage, right?
Yeah.
What happened afterwards? Verse 15, Mother Lee.
Exodus chapter 1, verse 15 down.
Mm-hmm.
22. And the king of Egypt, the land of bondage, spoke to the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chapter
Hebrew.
No.
Shephari.
Mm-hmm. And the name of the other.
Whoa. Verse 16.
Verse 16.
Yes, ma'am.
And he said, when you do the office of a midwife, the political Israelite woman, and said,
and feed them
upon the
stools. And get ready to deliver, right?
Right.
If it be what?
If it be a son, then he shall kill him.
Now, if it be a son, and now that word ain't kill them up, that's straight up murder. That's premeditated. They ain't killing. It's murder, right?
Okay,
if you see a son, you shall murder him.
Mm.
But if it be a daughter,
mm-hmm.
then shall she live.
Then she shall live. Does that kind of remind you of the Willie Lynch syndrome?
That's right.
See, Esau, he didn't come up with nothing of his own.
Right.
He went back and checked your record.
That's what it is.
And learn how to deal with you.
Verse 17.
So we got to go back and check our records and learn how to get up off from under this thing, right?
That's right.
Verse 17. Yes, ma'am.
But the midwives feared Yahweh.
So they in Egypt, in the house of bondage. He said, but the midwives feared Yahweh. Is that right?
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Did not have the king of Egypt, the land of bondage, commanded them.
Now that's powerful, that. They up under the big man, the power, the superpower of the day, right? Can't understand this storyline here. Because, you know, some of this might be for some of you ladies today. Well, you gonna have to give up the boy and they're right. Well, he said they did if they got what? Come on.
In what? Seven, the men,
But save
the men children alive.
Verse 18.
And the kings of Egypt polluted from the land of bondage called for the midwives and said unto them,
what they say?
Why have you done this thing, and have saved the man's child alive?
So they got to report to the head man, right? Look here, didn't I give you an order? Didn't I command you? Had to remind your old Haman, right? His Mordecai, is that right? Mm-hmm. He said, look here, didn't I give you an order? Come on.
Verse 16.
Mm-hmm.
And the midwife said unto Pharaoh.
Now listen how they, how much wisdom come out of their mouth here. Said, but the midwife said to Pharaoh what?
Because the Hebrew political Israelite woman are not as the Egyptian women.
Hold on now. What did they say? The Israelite women, they not like the Egyptian women,
right?
I mean, we got Egypt's good meat here. But they are what?
But they are
lively.
Go ahead. And
delivered.
The midwives come in unto them.
And he said, we walk in the room, they already been there and brought forth life. Yeah. Ain't that right? Verse 20. Come on, mother.
Therefore, Yahweh
well
with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very much.
Mightily. Verse 21. Uh-huh.
And it comes to pass, because the midwife feared Yahweh, that he made them houses.
Verse 22.
Uh-huh. And Pharaoh
charged
all his people,
saying what?
Every son that is born, he shall cast into the river.
Now, Esau cast your boys where? Where do we cast your boys? In prison, right?
Yeah.
So see, the storyline ain't changed. Every daughter, what they do? They send to Selma, right?
And every daughter, he shall save a life.
Now, that makes the record say that you have more men, black men in prison than in college, ain't that right?
Right.
But you got, the flip side, you got more sisters in college than men, right?
Right.
So the program ain't changed much. But on that note, we're going to leave it right there. We're going to bring in Brother T. and Brother C. Roy, as I said. Hallelujah, Aqua.
Hallelujah, Aqua. Hallelujah, Aqua. Hallelujah, Aqua. Are you talking about Genesis 50:22? Yeah, verse 22. Yeah, that was Genesis 50:22. All right, Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Give me Luke 12:12.
12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
That's right. In the same very hour, that righteous spirit will teach you in the same hour what you ought to say. All right, just take a reminder, what season is this?
Yeah.
What season we in? And the world got they, what they call New Year's.
Yeah.
Let's get into the foundation. We're going into the foundation.
Yes.
Going into the foundation. Just give me Exodus. We're going to Exodus. Going to Exodus, second book, the Heavenly Tablet. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. But is he Israel?
And the Yahuwah spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, polluted for bondage, saying, verse 2, this month shall be unto you the beginning of month. It shall be the first month of the year to you.
Right. It should be the first month of the year to you, the beginning of month.
Yes.
It also reminds us of what? Let's go to Exodus, same book, 13, fourth chapter. Exodus chapter 13. Okay, pick up at verse 1, skip down verse 3 and 4. Exodus chapter 13, verse 1, skip down verse 3 and verse 4. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel.
Exodus chapter 13, verse 1, 3, and 4. Verse 1, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 3, Moses said unto the people, remember this day in which you came out from Mizraim, out of the house of bondage.
So this is a remembrance when we came out.
Yeah.
And Mizraim, polluted word Egypt, out of the land of bondage. Go ahead.
For by strength of hand, Yahweh brought you out from this place. There shall no leavened bread be eaten.
Now we already know that there shall no leavened bread be eaten, right?
Yeah.
So this leavened bread also have a double meaning as well, too. Yeah. Not just eat leaven, but what we eating. Four, hold that point right here. It says there's no leaven be eaten. No leavened bread should be eaten, right? All right, hold that what you got. We're coming back. Let's go to Corinthians real quick. We're going to Corinthians real quick. Let me check. That First Corinthians is... Let's see, we're going into Corinthians. First Corinthians real quick. We're going to First Corinthians. First Corinthians chapter 5. Alright, that's what this leaven is. Real quick. First Corinthians chapter 5. Muddy E. Israel. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Pick up at verse 6.
No glory is not good. No, he's not. That is no seven. It's never a whole lump.
Yeah.
But glory out there
throw the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, and you earn a leaven forever.
Even
just by the son of a backbone is sacrificed.
Right.
That mean that old leaven, that old mindset. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, that old mindset, that worldly mindset. Go ahead.
Verse 8. Therefore let us keep this peace, not with old leaven, neither with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
See that? That's it. That's all I wanted out of that. Okay. So.
Can I get one on that? Rather say.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. Let's look at that Matthew 16. Let's look at that 11, one more obedience. Let's pick up at verse 6. 6 to 8. Look at Matthew 16, 6-8. So, you wrote.
Matthew 16, verse 6-8.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And he said, 100 measures of oil.
Book of Matthew 16, verse 6.
Matthew 16, verse 6-8. Then Yahweh the Son said unto them,
what do you say?
Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees.
He said, look here. Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Now let's see where they mind went.
And of the Sadducees.
Mm-hmm. Of the preachers and the deacons are here.
That's right.
Of the shepherds amongst Israel, right? He said, now let it take heed to what they say and to come.
Verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
And they reasoned among themselves.
They reasoned among themselves with this dude talking about, right?
Right.
Saying what?
It is because we have taken no bread.
that Colonel mindset.
They going right, they going left. Ain't that right?
Right.
Is it because we have taken no bread? Verse 7.
Verse 8.
Uh-huh.
Which Yahweh the Son proceeded.
Which, when Yahweh the Son proceeds,
he said unto them,
what did he say?
O you of little faith,
mm-hmm.
why reason you among yourselves? Because you have bought no bread.
Verse 9.
Do you not yet understand?
Mm-hmm.
Neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up?
He's a nigger. He's talking bread. Don't you remember when I pulled off? First I was dead.
Verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
Neither the 7 loaves of the 4,000.
Go ahead.
And how many baskets you took up?
Verse 17.
Verse 11. How is it that you...
Let's get to the crux of the matter. Verse 12. Come on.
Verse 12.
Oh, y'all boy.
Then understood they how that he made them not...
He begged them.
He begged them what?
Not to beware of the leaven of bread, but of what?
But of the doctrine of the Pharisees.
The teaching.
The teaching of the false shepherds and false pastors out here, right? It's a beware of what they got going on. That's open to you, brother. When we see that word leaven, we got to look at it from all different type of angles there. That's over to you, brother. See?
Right, so it can be, remember, have a double meaning as well. You got to also keep that in mind.
Yes.
Always keep that in mind. Sirach 42:24. I already remember this. Sirach 42:24. Mother Z Israel.
Against another.
Yeah.
And he
No, it's he. He's talking about Yahweh, the Son, yet.
Okay.
Oh, he's got to be silent.
Okay. And he has made nothing in perfect.
Right, he had made nothing in perfect. Job 11, verse 6. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel, Job 11, verse 6.
And that he would show you the secrets of wisdom, that they which are double and that which is. Know therefore that Yahweh, that of less of you lessens your iniquity sin deserve.
Right. Iniquity sin deserve. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so let's go into... just a reminder, like I said, that the Passover is only about, what, a week and a half, a week away, maybe?
2 weeks and a couple of days.
2 weeks and a couple of days?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll just be bringing a reminder. All the other feast days we did, but the video was written in Leviticus 23 is definitely mandatory. Mandatory.
Yeah, right.
So we also got to remember that. Mandatory. Leviticus. We're going to Leviticus. Leviticus 23. Leviticus 23. Pick up at verse 1. Leviticus 23, verse 1. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel. Yeah, pick up at verse 1.
And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying.
Saying what? Verse 2.
Verse 2. Speaking to the children of
Israel. This whole conversation is all about the children of Israel. That's what this message is going to. There's no Christians on here. He ain't talking about that. That's why when you see Christians, you got to read it out your book. Read it out your book. X it out. They're going to put something that's not even there. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 2. Speaking to the children of Israel. Say unto them concerning the feast of Yahweh.
It's not Moses' feast, it's the feast of Yahweh.
Which you shall proclaim to be righteous.
Gathering? You can say gatherings, because this is a gathering, a righteous gathering.
Yeah.
Even these are my
feet. Yeah. Even these are my feet. The world got they, what they call folly days, holy days. It's like Easter, just like Sid mentioned Easter.
Yeah.
That's a definitely flower day. How can rabbit lay eggs? Doesn't make no sense at all. And I'm going to bring out what that egg really, where it come from. It's a double, them eggs is really, is very, it's not good at all. I'm going to bring that out. I'm going to bring it out when I get a chance next week about that, what that egg represents.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely bring it out. Coming next week. Okay, go ahead, verse 3.
Verse 3. 6 days shall work be done.
They gave all 6 days. He gave time for 6 days, but work be done according to what's written in his book.
Yeah.
You've been in his book 6 days.
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest.
So all he wants is 1 day out. All he wants to give you 1 day to serve him.
Yeah.
The 7 days.
A righteous convocation
gathering. A righteous gathering.
You shall do no work therein.
That you should do no work. That means wages work. That means your job works.
It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings.
That is the Sabbath of Yahweh with all your dwellings.
Yes.
Although it said it is the Sabbath of Yahweh with all your dwellings. Hold that real quick. I'm coming back. See what I want. All right, give me Mark's second chapter real quick. Give me Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2, verse 27-28. Mother Israel. Verse
27-28.
Also of the Sabbath. Precept, Matthew 12, verse 8. Matthew chapter 12, verse 8. But it's the Israel.
For the Son of Man is Yahweh, for the Son of Man is Yahweh, even of the Sabbath day.
Yes. Yet, even of the Sabbath day. Alright, back to Leviticus 23. Read verse 5 again.
Yeah.
Verse 5. In the 14th day of the first month at eve is Yahweh's Passover.
Yeah. 14th day of the first month at evening is Yahweh's Passover.
Yeah.
By the Son's Passover. 14th day. Real quick, that 13th, let's see, 13th, hold on, give me a second, Tuesday, all right, that'd be that Tuesday evening, okay. Okay, when did evening start?
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, when did evening start is it?
Yeah.
You gotta read something. You said Genesis what? Verse 5 and verse 8, and what else?
Oh, yeah, 5.
And what else? Third. What did you say, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel? Go ahead. All right, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel, get that Genesis real quick.
Okay, and
Yahshua called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Yeah, that's right. That's the first chapter. That's right. Then we're going to go to Genesis. Then we're going to go to Deuteronomy 16 real quick. This is chapter 1.
The evening and the morning was the fourth day.
All right, we could have got a little bit more. Are you good? You can get that last one.
Okay, that's it.
We got it. Okay, give me real quick. Deuteronomy 16, verse 6. Muddy Israel. That evening kicked in after what?
Going down of the sun. At the season that thy
kindness
forth out of
Egypt. That's what this remembrance is.
Yeah.
This ain't even, it's not for the world. Not for the world.
That's right.
All right, give me Genesis 15, 12 and 17. Genesis 15, verse 12 and verse 17. But is he Israel? Yeah, Genesis chapter 15, verse 12 and verse 17.
That's right.
sleep fell upon Abraham, a deep sleep fell upon Abe, and lo, a horror of great darkness fell upon him.
Okay, give me verse 17.
And it comes to pass that when the sun was down and it was dark, behold, a smoke.
That's all I want out of that. It says, and it kind of passed when the sun went down and it was dark.
Yeah.
Okay. That's when the day kicks in. Mm-hmm. All right, back to that Leviticus. Okay, I read the Leviticus 23. All right, give me real quick, let's go to John real quick. Not only is righteous days, but it's also what?
Yeah.
Let's go to John. We're going to John chapter... Going to John chapter 19:31. John chapter 19:31. Mother DF Israel. Yes, ma'am.
Now, thou Judas, therefore, because it was the preparation that the body should not remain upon the tree on the Sabbath day. For that Sabbath day was an high day. We saw Pilate that their legs might be broken.
Right.
And that they might be taken away.
So this right here, not only a regular Sabbath day, it's also a high day.
Yeah.
A high day. Now, where would you go, like, if you see, I know we see that cross, polluted word cross, right? Now, Christianity, they're like, wait a minute, we don't see that word tree there. Where would you take them to? To prove your point. Where will you take them to? This is the Phoebe Prince Israel. You said what? Acts 5:31? Okay, Acts 5:31. It's another one in Acts as well, too. It's another one in Acts as well, too. You said Acts 5:31? Okay. See, when you see, we'll say cross-polluted word, tree, right? On that. Well, I can't see that right there. You take them right here. You, like you just said, Acts 5:31, right? That's one verse, okay? Acts 5:31. But they not going to see that there. Acts 5:30. Okay, you read Acts 5:30, right? It's another one in L2. Okay, I'm gonna bring it out quick. We're also gonna take them to this. Let's go to Acts 20. Okay, let's go to Acts. All right, Acts 10. Go to Acts 10. Acts 10, 39. Acts 10, 39. Sister Phoebe, Prince of Israel.
We are witness of all things which he did both in the land of Judah and in Israel, whom they slew and hanged on the tree.
Yep, who they slew and hanged on the tree. You also get it in Galatians as well, too, saying that matter. So they're going to see that. They're going to see that cross. That cross word. That's why you got to know. You take it to Acts 5:30 and use that what? Acts 10:38. Is that Acts 10:38? All right, Acts 10:39. Yeah, I was a little off. Acts 10:39. You can go to Galatians as well too. I'll show you. All right, we go to Galatians, third chapter. Go to Galatians chapter 3, right here at verse 13. Galatians 3:13. But is he Israel?
Now
we... Chapter 10. Okay. Pick up that verse 1. No matter. Hebrew plural word for Eber, 10th chapter. Pick up at Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel, give me Hebrew, blue word for Hebrew, chin chapter. Pick up at verse 1, we're going to get to the matter.
Hebrew, blue word for Hebrew, chapter 10, verse 1. For the Torah instructions having a shadow of good things.
Right, having a shadow of good things to come. Good things.
And not the very image of the things. Never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year, continually make the comers where unto perfect.
Unto perfect, right. Comers unto perfect. And how you be perfect, the comers unto perfect. What is perfect? Because I eat all day long. Nobody perfect,
yeah.
Which is that folly. Psalm 19, verse 7. My GF Israel. Perfect. Psalm chapter 19, verse 7.
Chapter 19, verse 7. The Torah instruction of Yahuwah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Yahuwah is sure, making wise the simple.
Wise the simple. I was just writing Sirach 34, verse 8. Go ahead, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel. That's exactly what I was going to.
The Torah instruction shall be found perfect without lies. The perfect of to a faithful mouth.
See that? It also is perfect in its wisdom. It's wisdom. We are around that. All right. That's what perfect is. Back to the Hebrew clue word for Eber. All right. We had verse 2.
By the elders obtained a good report.
Where you at? Be back to Hebrew clue word for Eber. Chapter 10.
Chapter 10, verse 2. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because that the worshippers once heard should have no more conscience of sin.
Have no more conscience, that mindset of sinning. Go ahead. Verse 3.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again made of sin every year. And we already know that according to that 7 months. So we clear about what that tone is.
Yeah.
We're clear about that. That means every year. And atoning. Okay, I'll bring it out. Verse 4.
For it is not possible that the blood of goats, the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sin.
So that there is to check you. Killing animals, bulls and goats. So that is that you can't do that anymore. Can't do that anymore. That's why verse 5. This is why.
Verse 5. Wherewith when he cometh into the world, he said,
it's okay, when he cometh into the world. Now, if you heard what Brother Yada was saying, what world is this? When he come into the world.
Yeah.
See, they might think everybody, they might include the 17 nations.
Yeah.
We're not talking about the 17 nations in this. This ain't, this whole conversation is about you.
Yeah.
You own.
Yeah,
you own. On that you only, give me Amos chapter 3. On that you only. Well, I said you'll back it up in verse Amos chapter 3. Mother D.F. Israel.
Hallelujah.
Amos chapter 3. Let me get there real quick. Amos chapter 3, verse 2. Amos chapter 3, verse 2.
Amos chapter 3, verse 2. You only have I known of all the families of the
earth. The whole is that you only have I known of all the families of the earth, all the rest of the other nations, 17 nations. Go ahead.
For I will punish you for all your sins.
That therefore I will punish you, Israel, for all your sins. And you only have I known. Man, I'd be glad. That's why I say. Amos 3:2. Buddy Israel, that was Amos 3:2. Just got to read. Okay. All right, okay, in this verse 5 here, though, we back to Hebrews, polluted word for Eber. We're in verse 5. It says, coming to the world. Now, why could precept with this world? Anybody know the verse when it's talking about this world? But he's coming to the world. He said, what, John? Second John. Right, what do you mean by he's coming to the world?
Bible study class, bottom part of the Sabbath day.
By the D.F. Israel. What do you mean by he's coming to the world? In Hebrews, the little word for Hebrew, the 10th chapter. That verse. Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 17. But Israel shall be.
That's it.
Am I reading or what?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. She wanted, I'm just trying to get everybody up on where you at right now.
Isaiah 5. But Israel shall be saved in Yahweh, and with an everlasting salvation, you shall not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end.
Yeah, world without end. That's how Isaiah 45:17 she was reading. And what? Ephesians what? Okay. Now, all right, I want to see, can you verse here in verse 21? This is Ephesians 3:21. Okay, what's the world? Okay. All right, we're going to forget about this. We're going to John. John 18, verse 20. Yes, ma'am. John 18, verse 20.
To the world. I have never taught in the synagogue.
So the synagogue will explain itself, because I see temple in a second. Talking about the world of Yada, the southern kingdom.
Yeah.
Where the stars look right now. It always starts with. Where you at? You talking about the same book you just come? All right, let me come back there. Isaiah 45:19. It says, I have not spoken in secret. Talking about that one? That verse there. All right, get that Isaiah 45:19. Buddy Israel. Yahuwah, speak righteous, speak righteousness. All right, righteousness, precept. I ought to know this one by now.
Do that thing.
Yes, sir, for 19.
Other classes going on right now? On get your hair.
Yeah.
I get that Psalms 119, 142, 144.
I know all the classes going on.
And 172.
Yeah. I invite some of them into the room. Get them started.
Watching this precept.
Anybody else got another class going on?
You said Psalms 119 verse what?
We'll figure out that. It'll be coming. But we being heard on that alone, right?
Yeah, we being heard.
Mm. Give me that verse 40 as well, too. I'm looking at verse 42. Verse 40. Yeah, give me Psalms 119, verse 40, 142, 144, 172. Verse 40. And what else? 142, 144, 172. That's the righteousness by dog after your precepts, the precepts. Okay, Psalms 142, 144, 172. That's 137, she read. Okay, 142. And us to live. All right, 172. All right, yeah, you get to touch that 173 real quick. Yeah, righteousness. Give me that, give me Jeremiah 23, verse 6. Yeah, Jeremiah 23, verse 6.
In his days, after Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name. Thereby he shall be called Yahweh, our righteousness.
See that? Yahweh, our righteousness. All righteousness. There go the precept on that, Jeremiah 33:16. Now we just read Jeremiah 23:6, right? There go the precept over here. Jeremiah 33:16. But is he Israel? Got to read that right. It can't be two. It's got to be southern and northern in this verse here. Now, we just read, go back to Jeremiah 23:6. You see Yadah right there in the first one, then you see Israel, right? That's two. You got the southern and the northern, right? Yahweh. Yeah, with that understanding, now she just read it correct way. All right, Jeremiah 33:16. Hello, who's reading Jeremiah 33:16? Go ahead, Mother Z Israel, Jeremiah 33:16. I'm trying to see if she can get this.
Jeremiah 33:16. In those days shall
Yahweh
Judah be saved.
Southern kingdom, go ahead.
Okay. So this is supposed to be northern kingdom.
Uh-huh. Because you reread, right. We read that, right. Remember when I went to Jeremiah 23:6? You didn't see that Jerusalem word there in Jeremiah 23:6. You see that?
So Jerusalem
is polluted. Polluted for what? In this case here, polluted for what?
The other kingdom shall dwell in safety, and this is the name. Wherewith
shall
he shall be called the Yahweh of righteousness.
Yahweh, our righteousness. Okay, because remember I pulled that verse out in Sirach 43:24 and Job 11:6. All right, that's our righteousness. Don't forget Deuteronomy 6:25. Give me Deuteronomy 6:25. Where Mother Z Israel?
Deuteronomy 6:25. And it shall be
our righteousness if we observe to do all these Torah instructions. Behold, the Yahweh, our Yahweh, he has commanded us.
All right. Okay. All right, back to that Hebrews. I know it was holding Hebrews, blue the word for Hebrew. Back to Hebrews, blue the word for Hebrew. Mm-hmm. We have preached up what that world is.
Hebrews chapter 10. Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he sacrificed an offering. You would not, but a body have you prepared me.
You have prepared me. Okay. All right, skip down verse 10 all the way to 12.
By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of God. And every priest standeth daily, ministering and offering all times the same sacrifice, which can never take away sin.
Right, can never take away sin. The same sacrifice can never take away sin. Over there about killing bulls and goats.
Right.
Animal sacrificial. Right.
12. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the
right hand of God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's one of the... Alright, don't forget this as well, too. Verse 22. Hebrews 10, blue the word for Hebrew. Verse 22.
Let us draw near with a
true mind.
True mind. And full assurance.
Okay, full assurance of faith. What's this faith? What's this faith meaning? What? The faith of what? Of this faith. So we can't read this word faith here very lightly now. What's this faith there? Okay, I'm going to give you a hint real quick. Give me verse 29 real quick. I'm going to make this real
same chapter.
That's how I get the, it's a key word here in verse 29. Of the replace of this word faith here in verse 22. Read verse 29. Covenant, right there, covenant. That's the key word, covenant. Covenant. So when you go up here in verse 22, Verse 22. It's nice if you got that understanding. I could have went a little further, but go ahead.
Hebrews 10:22. Let us draw near with a true mind and full assurance.
Okay.
That evil mindset.
And our bodies washed with pure water. Now, who can preach up that pure water? Is it talking about taking a bath or something? Cleaning your body with water? What's this precept here in this pure water?
Yeah.
Who can preach up that? They washed with pure water, right? Who can preach up that? Is that what? By the DF Israel. By the DF Israel. We was at the Hebrews 10th chapter. We had our verse 22. You know the precept of it? We're like pure water. Wash with pure water. Yeah, what's that precept? Yeah, you don't know? Okay. That's one for the DF. Then wash with pure water. Is that Ephesians what? We had Hebrews, blue word for Hebrews, 10th chapter, verse 22. We'll be coming from. What's the precept on that? What do you mean by pure water? I heard you say Ephesians, Sister Phoebe, Prince Israel.
I did, but you know what?
Is you already there? Got to be sure. If you don't know, then I can go ahead and yeah, that's what I see, Mother Z. Okay, you got some things for Prince Israel? If you don't, okay, so the CV, you don't know? All right, Ephesians 5th chapter, verse 26. Okay, but you didn't.
You said Ephesians?
Yeah, 5:26.
Verse
26. Then we're going to John. From there, we're going to John. We're going to John 15. All right, Ephesians 5:26. Go ahead, Brother D. Israel. Yes, ma'am.
That he might
sanctify
and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
That word, that's what it
means
by. That word.
Yeah, we all remember.
That was Hebrews 22 about that of water. All right, that's Ephesians 5:26. We're going to John 15, verse 3. John 15, verse 3. Go ahead, Mother D.F. Israel. 15 chapter, verse 3.
John chapter 15, verse 3. Now you are clean through the word,
yeah,
which I have spoken unto you.
See that? Yeah, clean through the word. That's why you're clean. Now we was at John 15, verse 3. That's the precept of Ephesians 5:26. All right, Hebrews. That was it, John 15:3. Are we coming back? Yes, ma'am.
John 3 and 5.
No, John 3 and 5. Oh no, we talking about the water, about that show of the water that he that Hebrews. Okay, let me get that. Hello.
Y'all what? Let's try to do Isaiah 55. Let's see if we can get some water in Isaiah. Get it in the new book. Let's see if we can get it in the old book. Oh, answer the test.
Hey, he's going to bring out the priest up here in Isaiah 55 here about this concerning this water.
Isaiah 55, verses 1 and 3. Ho, everyone that thirsts, come you to the water, and he that has no money, come out and eat you. Come wine and milk without money and without price. Verse 2. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is bread? And your labor for that which satisfies not. Hearken, listen diligently unto me, and eat you that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Verse 3. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercy of David.
Yahweh. Yahweh. All right. Okay. All right, this says here, which is not bread, right? Therefore, spend money, which is not bread. Okay, what is bread here that he's talking about? Let's go to John. What bread is this? Not that bread about manna and all that, no. I be going to John about this bread here, which is not bread, right? Okay. We're going to John. Let's see. We're going to John. All right. Okay, we're going to John, the sixth chapter. Going to John 6 chapter. All right, pick up at verse 31. John chapter 6, verse 31. Mother D.F. Israel. John chapter 6, yeah, verse 31. Warm up first.
John chapter 6, verse 31.
Uh-huh. All the way down to 31 to, all right, to 35.
John chapter 6, verses
31
to
35. And, yeah, and verse 48. 51.
John chapter 31
to 35. Yes, ma'am.
And
48. 48 to 51. And 58. Get
58
as well, too. What's 32? John 6, 33? Yeah. We talking about concerning this bread here. We better break it out. Because he's talking about which is not bread, right? We're not talking about no bread. 15, you just eat a bread, look. That was a twofold double meaning.
John
6,
31 to 35. 48. John chapter 6, verse 31. Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written. He given them bread from heaven to eat. Verse 32.
And bread from heaven to eat. Go ahead.
Then Yahweh's son said unto them, truly, truly, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven.
Gave you not that bread from heaven.
But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven.
The true bread from heaven.
33. For the bread of Yahweh is He which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world.
And giveth life unto the world. So this ain't just talking about no, like I said again, it's not even talking about the 17 nation. You see, this whole thing has always been about us. Now when you read world, we know plainly that it's concerning us. concerning us. Real plain. Because they're gonna be dumbfounded tomorrow. You can believe that. They could be reading something, I have no idea what they read. Just like that. That bad teaching, doctrine. That Christianity. Anybody can be that. But nobody can be Israel. Anybody can be that.
For the bread of Yahweh is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth light unto the world. Verse 34. Then said they unto him, Yahweh, everyone giveth us this bread.
Evermore
give us this bread. 35. And Yahweh the Son said unto them, I am the bread of life.
Yeah. That's what you want. That's what you want, the bread of life. This is what bread is talking about. You want life. And when you read Isaiah 55, they're not giving you that. These so-called, in Isaiah 55, it's not, in their case, it's talking about the pastors, the deacons,
yeah,
all that. So they're not giving you that. They already took your life.
Right.
You're already dead. They know the first day of the week. They know Sunday, the first day of the week, day of the sun. They know that. They got to talk like Esau because that 501c3. They got to talk that way. They can't talk right. They go, and why them demons jumping them up in there, the mob be so wore down. As you know, every soul food restaurant is filled with them. I remember Elder Taylor says, they be so broke down, they be hogans out there. I remember you used to say that too.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
He that cometh to me shall never hunger. And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. 36. But I say unto you that you also have seen me and believe not. 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. 38.
Verse 35. Yeah, you went far, yeah.
48.
Get 41 before you get 48. Get 41.
Okay, verse 41.
Yada, Judah, then murmured. Okay, now what do they mean by murmuring? What they were doing? They murmuring at them. They were complaining.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Because he said, I am bread which came down from heaven.
I don't know why they tell him he's the bread that came down from heaven.
Yeah.
Yahweh the Son, he's making it clear. Yeah. You know he's speaking because it's in red. Yahweh the Son. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 48. I am that bread of life.
Yeah.
That bread of life.
49. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead.
Yeah. You need that worldly mindset, that manna, and are dead. You didn't eat that carnal mindset, that manna,
yeah.
Dead.
Verse 50. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die.
Now you see that? And not die.
51. I am the living bread which came down from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever.
He or she shall live forever.
And the bread that I will give is my flesh.
Amen.
Which I will give for the life of the world.
Ain't that, oh man, that is so, Hallelujah.
Verse 58.
Verse 58.
This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth of this bread shall live forever.
Yahweh. That's right. I'm going to pull out a verse in Sirach on that once you're done with pull out a verse in Sirach. Yeah. Okay, where you at right now, my DF Israel?
I just read the last verse
you
told me to read.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. We're going to Sirach. Go to Sirach real quick. Going to Sirach.
Sirach 15:3.
Yes, Sirach 15:3. Yep, that's it. Hallelujah. 15:3. Sister Phoebe, Princess Israel.
With the bread of understanding shall she feed him and give him the water of wisdom.
The water of wisdom to drink. That I understand. See that? The water of wisdom to drink. Water of the wisdom to drink.
Yes.
All right, give me that John real quick, fourth chapter. Can I read four? Go ahead.
Verse 4. He shall be stayed upon her. Shall not be moved.
Right, yeah.
He shall rely upon her and shall not be
confounded. See that? Shall not be confounded. Yeah. Beautiful thing. Great thing. Okay. All right, give me that John concerning that bread. John 4:14. And we're going to John 7 chapter as well. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yeah, she finished that. Yes. All right, John. Pick up at verse 13. John, the fourth chapter. Pick up at verse 13. Right. Mother Z Israel. John, the fourth chapter, verse 13 and 14.
Everlasting
life. Yes, well of water. Give me that verse 10 real quick. Same verse. I mean, same book.
Verse 10.